Chairman Walker, it looks like the board went into executive session for quite an extended period and finally basically tabled. Was there any particular reason you can talk about as to why no action was taken last night on the possible consultation with the AMT company?
Well, I think that we're wanting to do our due diligence and research the company a little further and explore maybe other options we might have.
Did you have any concerns?
So that's why we tabled it.
Did you have any concerns? You know, one gentleman, I believe Mr. Morehouse, brought up that he felt, and that's, of course, is his opinion, that having a consultant firm that you might other later use for other services might be a conflict of interest. Did you have a problem with that? Or?
Nah, I don't share that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. And just to make sure, the proposal apparently from AMT was for something like $5,500 a week, and somebody said $99,000 a month. Is that correct? Are those numbers that really that high?
No, the $99,000 a month is the wrong number.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something that's maybe
that number is if they were to provide us with the ALS coverage.
Mm-hmm. And right now you're not really looking at that. Is that right?
No.
What would the consultant's fee for a cost, or have you been able to actually negotiate with that yet?
The consultant fee was $5,500 a week. Mm-hmm. Well, that translates into $22,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. And any idea how long they might be involved, or can they give you a time frame?
Well, they wanted a 6-month contract, mm-hmm. but I think the way I understood it, if let's say they get their consulting stuff done in, let's say, 75 days,
mm-hmm.
then you would pay them $5,500 a week for those 75 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, if you accept their suggestion, which would probably be that them provide the service, then they would write a new contract and roll the balance of what you owed them on the 6 month into the new contract.
It seems that no one is happy with the current ambulance service, and there's a lot of kind of regional disputes, I guess would be one way to put it. Do you think these things can be solved, or do you think that the people in Hancock County can sit down and solve these? I mean, Mr. Gray brought out it had been like 2 years. Mr. Stevenson said it had been a couple of years, and there doesn't seem to have been a lot of progress. Do you agree with that observation?
Well, we gave them a good chance to get things resolved, and I don't know if it's salvageable or not with the current players.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cameron, last night I talked to him a little bit, in between, and he seems to think, though, that it can be solved. I mean, obviously there are some problems, but it doesn't seem like the board shares his opinion as a whole, even.
I can't speak for the whole board, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've got some issues with some of the things that's going on.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that kind of got me, and just as someone who isn't all that familiar with the situation, it seems like there's all sorts of different layers of management and there's all sorts of different boards involved. It seems like one thing is just that the chain of command is really, really all over the board, so to speak.
Yeah, we got to change that. Mm-hmm. That just won't work.
Yeah. And would AMT probably be able to help you with that?
Most definitely.
Okay.
But, you still got that huge price tag for what they're wanting to do for us, so I don't know.
Will you take it up?
I'd be a lot more receptive to them if it was $5,500 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a week.
Do you think there'll be any action
but
maybe
I
next?
I realize that what they're providing us is going to be a top-notch A number one system, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't know what we're going to do.
Do you look for it to come up in next month's board meeting then again?
Well, we're going to have a special meeting on the 13th of.
Now, is that going to be a whole board meeting?
Trying to resolve this issue.
Okay, June 13th. Will that be at the regular time?
6:30, yes.
Mr. Cameron, first of all, what are the basic problems? And there's an 8-day deadline that they're facing, first of all?
There was a plan of correction put in place first part of January by medical control on six different issues. We felt we had been addressing the issues, and when I say we, I refer to the EMS board. And 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were told by medical control he wasn't happy with anything that was done.
And that's the state?
That is medical control through Blessing. We have since reset down, rewrote some policies, trying to correct the problems to put into place what he wants to see in place. Whether that will satisfy him this first time or not, we don't know. I have a concern that we waited 2 months into it before he told me he wasn't seeing what he wanted. why didn't we hear within 1 month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks on these issues rather than waiting 2 months in to say this, that we haven't done anything according to his expectations.
Now, is the county's is the county's ambulance service at risk because of it? Could you be shut down or just you could do business?
We're on a plan of correction, and they can impose fines if we don't get the plan of correction corrected, is what I've been told.
You feel that these things can be solved with the county?
Oh, I feel they can be solved, but it takes everybody working as a team to solve them.
What are some particular concerns?
Well, like he mentioned, rig checks, you know, the staff not doing rig checks properly. This has been an issue for 3 years.
What's a rig check?
Rig check where you go in the ambulance and make sure everything's on. Yeah, make sure all your supplies are on there that you may need on an ambulance run. There's set guidelines by IDPH on what has to be on that ambulance. This has been an issue going on for 3 years, you know, and until here recently we said, you know, we need to get this done. Oh, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it, in referring to the Warsaw or the Carthage unit, not Warsaw, but the Carthage unit on. We'll take care of the rig checks. We got them under control, and we're still having the problem.
And is that because it's the combination of hospital personnel?
I think that's part of the problem, yes.
It's like who answers to?
Right, who's their boss?
Now, the thing with, I'm going to turn this off.